This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, warm spring weather has been very slow to come on. We've seen unseasonably cool and even cold days the last couple of weeks or so. What's been the impact on early planted garden vegetables? That's what we'll take up this week with K-State horticulturist Ward Upham, Mike Side. And Ward, first we'd think about those coal crops. These are known to be cold tolerant by their nature. But did those plantings endure the multiple hard freezes we've seen so far in April?
Yeah, so it depends on which one it is. We have certain vegetables that are very cold hardy, and so that's going to include the brassicas, which is going to be cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, that type of thing. They can take down into probably the low 20s. Now, that's assuming they've been hardened off. If they came right out of the greenhouse and put into the ground just before the cold snap hit, they're going to be really tender, and you could lose them. But if they've been out for a while and have had chance to get cold to those cold temperatures, they'll take low 20s. Other crops such as radishes, lettuce, that type of thing, you're talking more mid-20s, maybe a little bit above that before you start getting some damage on them.
Well, it's pretty obvious that warm season vegetables, transplants, should not be headed to the garden anytime soon, should they?
They should not. And also there's a difference in how seed reacts between our cool and warm season vegetables. Our cool season vegetables, you can plant seed and it'll just sit there and wait until the temperatures get warm enough. You put in warm season crop seed, such as sweet corn or beans, and it'll rot. And so you don't want to put it in until that soil temperature gets up to where you want it to be.
Which would be roughly what?
Usually 55 degrees is where your cutoff is going to be. It kind of depends on what plant you're talking about. Let's talk a little bit about sweet corn. For example, sweet corn, if you get one of the older varieties that we've had for years and years, you're talking 55 degrees. Well, we have some varieties that are super sweets. They're not as common anymore because they have some drawbacks. They're a little bit less tender, don't have as much of that corn flavor, but they need 65. We have two other types. One is sugary enhanced and the other is called synergistic, which is a mixture of all the different characteristics. They need about 60. And so that's the soil temperature you want to have before they go into the ground. And you want to make sure that that is fairly consistent. It's not a one-time thing. You know, it has to do that over several days. And you want to take that temperature usually about 11 in the morning, if you can. Now, if you can't, if you're going to work every day, then take it before you go to work and then take it when you get home and use the average.
Because there will be a drop-off in that soil temperature overnight.
There certainly will. And so once that's up there and once that's consistent, then you can think about putting those plants in the ground. But be sure you look at the forecast to make sure there's not a cold snap coming. Mm-hmm. And so if everything looks good, then you can put them in the ground.
Since sweet corn is so popular and one of the first warm season vegetables to be seeded, as far as stretching that corn production season out, one can stagger those plantings, can't they? In other words, they can plant a little bit now and wait for warmer weather later on, right?
Yes, so that's called staggering your plantings, and that's one of the ways that you can extend the growing season. The other is to use different sweet corns that take a different amount of time in order to mature. So you can use an early season sweet corn, late season sweet corn. But if you're going to stagger the planting, you don't go by the calendar. What you go by is how far along that previous crop is. So you may want to wait until that previous planting is maybe 1 or 2 inches tall, then you put in the second one. And that way you don't have the second one catching up with the first one to get sweet corn all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, staggering sweet corn planting is something commercial growers do all the time, but it's certainly something that homeowners can do as well.
Once again, though, don't jump the gun. You don't want to have your sweet corn seed or other warm season seeded vegetables in the ground and waiting it out because other factors may take that seed out before it can germinate. So exact some patience here. And Ward, we'll have you back soon and talk more about vegetable gardening and what else we might consider as we finally get rolling. Thanks for your time.
You bet.
Ward Upham, horticulturist at Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.